now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Nerd FT Radio. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. Jalen Hurts Guy, and I'm here with Crypto Crier, a.k.a. Hurricane Crier.
Oh,
Crier.
Yeah.
How's that? How's it going? You alive? You good? Everything
good.
Good?
Yeah, nothing like driving down for a week vacation to the beach and getting instantly hit with the it's canceled and there's now a hurricane. That's category.
Hurricane three, so. Irma coming in hot to Florida, but that's not the actually I can't even say that's the best thing unless I was like a 12 year old not wanting to go to school.
Go to
but
school.
We have a very special guest from Ethless, JY, the product manager. How are you, man?
I'm good, guys. What's up? Thank you for that intro. That was lit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no. I definitely could have done it even better. I should have said the one, the only, but
that's right.
Sometimes we, you know me, I mispronounce words, right, Adam?
All the time.
All of them.
All the time. But let's go ahead. JY, again, thank you so much for stopping by. What we like to do at the beginning, just if you'd like to introduce yourself a little bit, talk about what you're doing, your role at the company that you are. And if you'd like to, you can say that you're a nerd or not. But unfortunately, that decision was already made since you're on the show. So congratulations. You are officially 100% a nerd. So thank you for stopping by. So go ahead, introduce yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be a nerd right here with you guys. I just have to say it's like 7:40 a.m. over here in Singapore, but you are way stronger than my normal cup of coffee. I'm like all awake and excited right now.
Oh, yeah, you don't need coffee. Just talk to me. You're good.
I need to put RSG's you guys
like
as
a
my
triple
like,
espresso.
Alarm ringtone every
I don't
morning.
Drink coffee.
Yep. Thanks for having
me
here, guys.
We do a lot of episodes in the morning, so.
I'm JY from Singapore, product manager here at Battle Showdown. The parent company is actually called Ethless. We're a Web3 gaming startup in Singapore, about 8 months old. We just raised like 10 million earlier this year from investors like Sequoia, YGG, Dragonfly, Makers Fund. So yeah, we're really trying to push the edge of like GameFi 2.0, trying to understand what interoperability and NFTs is all about. And yeah, I think that's like a big part of why we're doing Battle Showdown.
Yeah, for sure. I saw you guys because you guys, the integrated, you have a Battle Showdown. It's like a web browser-based game. And you integrated the doodles for your Doodle Showdown. And I was super interested in it. I love when I see other doodlers make some sick-ass games. So how about you give a little breakdown on what you're making?
Yes. So what actually happened was that, some of us in the team, some of us are doodles. And then, and of course, right, very happy to be a doodle and meet fellow doodles like you. So what happened was last week, we heard about the $50 million raise. And we were like so hyped in the office, right? We were just watching the trailer video, checking out the website, looking at all the reactions. Because, I mean, before that, doodles didn't tweet anything, right? For like the past
Not
50
sure.
days. Yeah, so we were really excited about that.
Sound bad.
Yeah. We were really, really excited about that. And then, within the team, we thought, why not? Let's just take 48 hours. We will do like an internal challenge and we'll make like a whole new map for Doodles with a new character, new weapon, new mechanics and everything. So that's what happened. And it turned out great. We got lots of support from the Doodle community. We had the Magic Mallet. Have you guys met him?
Magic Marlin?
Magic Mullet. Right?
Yeah, Magic Mullet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mug, yeah.
With the song, Pass the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we were in, actually, we went to his, if I'm not mistaken, we went to his party in NFT.
In NFT NYC.
So we were there for a little while. So we definitely, I don't think, I personally haven't met him, but we've been to the party. I know FUD, Annabelle, a few other doodles in NRN, they've personally spoken to him or DM'd him, been in the Doodles Discord, stuff like that. So we definitely know who he is.
Yeah, he's
Shout
a very
out to him, by the way.
Yeah, he's super cool. Yeah. Super cool dude.
Except the drinks at his party where they're very expensive. Go to the answer. Hope you heard that.
Yeah, he's a super cool dude. Really easy to work with. I think he's launching his own NFT game, so just shout out to him for that. He's been a great help, letting us use Pass the Rainbow, and we're actually in talks with him to make like more tracks for the game as well. We had some help from Newbies, the guy with the questionable comics.
The Anubis, yeah.
Yeah, Anubis, yeah.
Yeah, he's got some real questionable comics there. The Forbidden Love.
Yeah. You know, but it was cool of him. I think if you check out like chapter 2 of his comic, where we're like mentioning there as well, like you can do some bonking, training and showdown, stuff like that.
Very cool.
Yeah, went on TGID last week and happy to be here today.
Nice. Yeah, that's make the rounds, man. Those are all some prominent doodles for sure. But so I was going to go a little bit about the game. So I played the Battle Showdown. It's literally just like a Web3 Connect. You can fire it up, and it's like almost like a little Super Smash Brothers that you can use other characters from NFTs. So it was super fun. I got I got 22 kills on the first game, so I was pretty happy with that. The doodle weapon seems real overpowered, so I also like that.
Only 22 kills on an overpowered weapon?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, the next Is person had low? Next person had 6, so I was Ooh. Pretty I was pretty happy with
those
that
were bots, Ryer. Come on. Those Probably. Were definitely bots.
Maybe. We'll see. We have to get a little inner intern going.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We definitely can fire it up whenever. But actually, side note, I'm really bad at these like Super Smash games. That's like something I've never been able to like actually be good at. So I probably will not be good at that. So I will let you cry or take that because I'm already coming in second place in every single tournament I play. So it doesn't really matter. Right. JY, let me ask you. So can you explain to me a little bit more about the company that you're at, the partner company, the things that you're building with the Battle Showdown, everything like that? So did this start with an idea of we want to bring utility to all these projects in Web3? Did it come on the side of we want to get into gaming in Web3 with NFTs and whatnot? Like, how exactly did the idea come? And were you there from the beginning, or were you hired on later in the process of the company growing and flourishing?
Gotcha. Well, that's a really big question, but I'll try my best to answer it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You got this.
So the parent company, it's called Atlas. You know, like I said earlier this year, we raised about $10 million. The initial product is Atlas.com. It's like a gaming metaverse. And the vision of the company is to onboard, you know, next billion wave of users into Web3, right? And what we realized was that, you know, Web3 is kind of technical and scary for most new people out there. So we wanted to do was to just use casual games to onboard them, right? You know, games like Flappy Bird, Tap Tap, Helix Jump, stuff like this. We kind of made a few modifications to it. And then, you know, people can just come onto the platform. They can play it. They earn a little bit of crypto. And we actually, you know, allow them to use like a Google login or Facebook login at the start. And then after they play, they get airdropped like a few tokens, right? And they start wondering, oh, what can I do with these tokens? What are they used for? Can I use them to buy cosmetics? Can I trade with them? And then from there, you know, we ask them to claim the airdrop, right, if they have a MetaMask wallet. And then they go on to make a MetaMask wallet. They start learning about the whole Web3 experience, you know, trading, staking, buying an NFT.
Bait and switch.
Yeah. You got it. Yep. And then from there, you know, they keep playing the games every day. They earn a little bit of crypto, a little bit of materials. And then somehow, you know, they just get onboarded into Web3 through the power of games, through casual games. So that's what we initially did. And it was very successful. I think we had about 1.5 million unique users, over 15 million gameplays on the website. You know, and then we went to like a few gaming conventions around Southeast Asia. And what we found out was that, you know, every like Web3 gaming studio out there was making their own game, trying to launch their own NFTs. And it seems to be kind of like, you know, which NFT do I buy? Which game do I play, right? Like there were so many different like fragmented communities.
Exactly.
It's really, really like, you know, complicated.
You're not going to succeed when we're all just fighting over the same little tiny piece of real estate. You know, we got to expand to that. You know, we talk about it all the time for sure.
Yes. So, and you know, like for us, like community is really, really important. So we thought, and at Atlas, right, we also believe that like Web3, NFTs, they are like the next generation of like super brands, if that makes sense. Kind of like we see
100%.
yeah that's why we're all here, right? So we thought, you know, why not build a game based off all of these new NFT brands, right? Just build a game off the popular NFT brands, you know, integrate everyone's community together, give everyone a platform to, you know, interact with each other, discover new NFTs, play a game together, right? Instead of just, you know, going off into like separate gaming silos. Does that make sense?
For sure. Yeah. And so that's one of the beauties of just games in general. Like, you know, where they're already in that siloed state, and we're trying to break that mold where we can bring other people together through these games and possibly take, you know, you're kind of creating small mini games that all link together through the token, right? Where you can use your tokens at other mini games and stuff like that. So, you know, that's definitely one of like a baby step, but a baby step in the right direction.
Yes. But we wanted to take it like a step further, and that's where Battle Showdown came in, right? So it's basically a game where you get to play as your NFT. So we have like over 20 different characters in the game right now. Like there's a Doodle character, right? And so for example, if you have a Doodle NFT in your wallet, you get to unlock the Doodle character and play as the character, right? So if you hold any of the NFTs from one of our official partners in the game, then you get to unlock the character and play as that character in the game. Yep, so it's really a game where we're trying to build on the interoperability of NFTs and just to get, you know, everyone from different games, from different NFT projects onto the same platform, you know, engaging with each other, discovering new projects, and just playing together, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
No, definitely. One thing, this is probably going to be the only time, Crier, by the way, that I will ever speak something about Solana, because like I literally have no idea about anything about Solana. But if I'm not mistaken, 2 days ago, the founder of Solana came out and said that NFTs will spawn the next Marvel or DC. Shows how big of a nerd he is. He doesn't know that Disney is Marvel. I definitely do agree with what you're saying. The next entertainment. When I look at Bored Ape Yacht Club, when I look at Gutter Cats, when I look at Cool Cats, Doodles, Dead Fellas, all these projects, and I'm naming all the projects I hopefully have assets in. I definitely see these projects doing that, and it's going into lore, like building into lores, comic books, maybe not just comic books, but something different that we haven't seen. We're looking at
just some form of entertainment.
Yeah, some form of entertainment. Like one of the really cool things that we talked about this before, Crier, on the side of like Netflix, where they're making shows that are actually, you're able to decide what paths to go. So when we're looking at what's going on with like these types of NFTs and the lore behind it, you see what Cool Cats just did. If I'm not mistaken, a few months back, you were able to buy if you spent like 150 or 100,000 milk, you actually were able to buy a background lore of your Cool Cat that's now going to be integrated in the lore, in the comic books, in the whole storyline of the Cool Cats overall story. And I really do believe that this is a different opportunity where people's assets, people's like, I'd like to say like their true fandom gets built into the actual storylines of the things that they love, and it's baked in. And we're seeing not just like Stan Lee drawing and writing and doing what he believes and just using what he is and the few other people around him. He's actually, these projects are able to go out to the community, ask for that, build the lore with them. And it's kind of like a startup that the community also gets to start up with them. So it's definitely super cool. And on the side of what you guys are doing with this Battle Showdown, it is pretty much like the Super Smash, the brand new game with Warner Brothers that they just came out with. I forgot the name of it.
Multiverses.
I played a little bit, by the way.
JY's a big nerd, you see.
I'm super ass at the game too. I would not bet any money on me if I ever played any of these games. But I definitely do agree with that statement that you had, where this could be the next entertainment from shows, from movies, from video games. We are capable of seeing what NFTs and Web3 and true ownership of these assets are really going to be later down in the future. Now, let me ask you, JY, out of all the collections that you're a part of, and you're probably going to say Doodles because you guys already talked about Doodles like four times already, what project would you like to see in your game most? And if it is Doodles, give me like your second project.
Well, I guess the answer would be NRN.
Ooh, we don't have a baby project. Very close. If you really want to have like me, we're getting as integrated, a skin, bro. By all means. Oh wait. Oh yeah, you're right. See, look at that's me. Right. Not picking it up. Losing today threw me off. Yeah, I didn't pick it up, but yeah, I'm down bad today. But you're absolutely right. So JY, let's talk a little bit about that prior. I want to know more information.
No worries. I know we'll make the NRN character a little stronger. so that you know you can That's experience right. winning
so a we few can games. So we can wreck.
Oh, no. Right, but I actually wanted to go back to the previous topic that you were talking about. You know, just talking about lore,
right,
backstory of characters. It's actually something that we want to explore further here at Battle Showdown. Like the end game of Battle Showdown is actually, you know, to really tell the story of Web3 through an immersive gaming experience, right? So right now in the game, it's just like PvP. It's just like a fun, casual game. You log on with a few friends. You play like a 3 minutes round. It's intense and fun, but, you know, kind of still very casual, right? Yeah. But what we really want to do is to, you know, help all this pop like Web3 NFT brands, Web3 projects tell their story, right? And we think that using a game to do that is possibly the best possible experience, because just watching a video, it's like just mostly visual and audio, right? Listening to a podcast is mostly audio. But playing a game is like going living through the entire experience, right? And really understanding the story. Yeah. So it's something that we're pushing towards, you know, trying to tell the lore, the backstory, the references of the project in the game itself. And I think if you look at the Doodles map, it's we try to do like a little bit of that with like the space turret in the middle, the Pass the Rainbow song going on. And we know when the countdown timer hits, the screen turns from grayscale back into like full color, right? Just like how it is in the Doodles 2.0 trailer video. So it's something we're working on. And, you know, I don't want to say too much here, because I don't think I'm allowed to speak about it yet. But like you guys mentioned, Gotta Cat Gang, right? So keep an eye out for that. Might be something coming up.
Ooh, that's like alpha without saying it's alpha, but then it's actually really alpha. So we'll definitely have to find out what exactly happens there. But alpha, got it.
Yeah. Because I was scrolling through you guys' Twitter and I saw that, you know, you guys are GCG as well. So yeah. So that's why I waited till today to drop this piece of news.
Oh, nice, perfect timing.
We gotta throw it over there, because there's been some heated conversations on Twitter with Gutter Gang as well as Invisible Friends, and how Gutter Gang's not doing a lot of stuff, and the founders have already come up and talk on Twitter as well as in Discord. So to hear a little bit of news on that side, definitely going to be great. And also, Cryer, how many sleeps until we're in Miami and the Gutter Outpost?
Six, probably like 67.
60, 67, 66 around there.
That's right.
So I'm definitely very happy.
I say we don't tell Max and just let's see if he listens and see if he finds out the alpha they're here.
I like that.
We can definitely do that.
Test it out. See our reach. But
because I think like Gutter Cat Gang, right, you have like a great backstory. Like the website is filled with lore, filled with art. Yeah, 100%. So perfect.
They built like such a great storyline too. Like I feel like it's such you know, it's built in with the kind of like factions are against each other already. The gang war type situation is already set up. I think there's a lot of avenues to take too. I think they've definitely set up themselves very well in the coming months to kind of release this stuff. We're just, you know, very impatient as a Web3 community for sure. But that's what everyone's fighting about online right now. But I know I definitely think they're one of the better ones on that front for sure.
Yep. But you know, nothing official. You didn't hear me say anything here, okay?
Yeah, we didn't hear anything.
Nothing over here. Gotcha. So JY, let me ask you on something on what you're building, and kind of throw it into like one of the bigger news of news topics in the last few days as well. So a lot of these projects that we go into, we invest in, most of them are web-based projects that on the side of like video games themselves. So Cryer, you and I, we've played multiple like Blancos, Sandbox, Decentraland, Big Time. What was the other DFK? DFK.
DFK, let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Look at that. You got a fan right here. And the other one I was kind of thinking of was, remember, Cryer, when we played, it was EV.io. It was
the shooting one.
So a lot of these games, either you have to do one, you have to download on the back end for your computer, and you have to have a computer that can almost take you to the moon to play these games. And number two, you have it's a web-based game. We saw that with EV.io. We saw that with Other Side, which I think Other Side, like, crushed. Like, based off what they did, crushed everyone else. On your side of things, you did mention that it is web-based. You're able to load up your wallet, the whole nine yards, correct?
Yes.
So the bigger news topic in the last few days was Apple coming into the news and saying, hey, listen, they have not liked watching. NFTs. They've not like they've been watching, but they don't like NFTs. They didn't like NFTs. They don't like the blockchain, the whole nine yards. And they've actually recently come out and say, hey, listen, we're allowing anyone to come into our marketplace, our Apple store, and release NFTs or allow apps to sell NFTs through us, but we're going to take 30% of the revenue of that sale. So on throwing it back to you on the question, and of course we can talk a little bit about it more, what's your take, or do you see you guys going that app route later down the road? And the second question would be, what's your take on how Apple came out and said that 30%, they're allowing us to bring NFTs into their space? How do you see all of that?
Yep. It's definitely a huge topic. For sure, down the line, we're looking to definitely make an app so that, you know, the entire playing experience is much smoother. We're not necessarily selling NFTs in a game per se, but we have lots of ideas around how, like, your NFT will get, like, so basically the progressions and, like, the leveling up that you do in a game is going to get attached to the NFT in the game. Yeah.
Skins, weapons, shields, you can definitely add some stuff. Yes. Yeah.
And then, like, so one of the ideas we had was, like, you know, let's say you have a doodle trait, like a rainbow skin, right? And then maybe it gives you a certain buff in the game, like, you know, I don't know, like times 2 damage or something. And then other players can also buy that trait in the in-game store. And then if they buy it, all royalties go back to, you know, the original holders of doodles with rainbow traits. Does that make sense?
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what Doodles 2 is kind of planning on doing with the duplicator.
Trying to do
it a little bit.
Yes. Exactly.
I like that idea.
And of course, like if you've been training hard on your character, just grinding it out, you get it to a really high level, then eventually when we have tournaments and stuff, you can loan it out to the gaming guilds, you know, for their teams to play with. But back to the question, right, of what Apple is doing. I think initially we have no choice, right? That's why we need decentralization, because we need more options, more choices, you know, more platforms for us to be able to explore different ways of outreach, right? And right now, we're all just being funneled through Apple.
100%. So it's a walled garden, and their control of, you know, they've every app purchase and every like music purchase for the past 20 years have been funneled through their store practically for a while there until Spotify kind of came out. And,
Actually, speaking of Spotify, so something that I learned, this isn't because of this news. I learned this a while ago, so that 30% is kind of standard for any purchases in apps through Apple. Yeah. If you're a Spotify user, make sure that you're signing up through their website and not through the app, because Spotify charges you 30% more through the app to cover that 30% fee that Apple charges them.
Whoa. Ooh, little alpha. Save some bucks. Okay.
Another awesome topic that came out. Obviously, we know about this lawsuit going on with Epic Games and Apple that's been going on for time now.
For sure.
And the CEO, if I'm not mistaken, Tim Sweeney, came out on Twitter the last few days as well, saying that now, in quote, now Apple is killing all NFT apps businesses. It can't tax, crushing another technology that could rival its overpriced in-app payment service. Apple must be stopped. So, on the sense of like what's going on with Apple, 100% I agree that this is just outrageous on the side of how much they're taking from all these people. You see, if you go on Mercari, you go on eBay, you go on all these like Facebook Marketplace, you see the actual percentage that some of these marketplaces can take.
It's huge.
They're they're on the lower end. It's 7, 5, maybe 10. Apple taking 30%.
But I mean, it's still even 7 is still a huge cut compared to some of these Web3 ones,
definitely
though.
Better. But better than 30.
I mean, it's definitely better than 30. So. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So this is another topic that we had when we covered Meta, and they came out and said, what was it?
47%.
47%, where everyone was like, oh my God, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But we did have, dude, I talk about Cena way too much now in these episodes. We did have Cena go you said that with a straight face and everything. Cena did come out with a reel on Instagram stating that Apple, yes, awesome, he loves it, you know, he's on the business side of things, but when you look at what Apple's providing, and it's this massive probably the largest network. Marketplace network in the entire world in this marketplace. And for them to take just 30% should be a benefit to all these companies, because guess what? They didn't even have the other 70% to start
to get with
if it wasn't for that marketplace. I agree on that side. Will companies still succeed? Absolutely. I just still think it's super outrageous, that 30%. And back to what you said, JY, this is why we need a decentralized form of decentralization.
We just need competition.
What we need to do,
you know,
and
realistically, it's Apple versus Android, Google right now.
Maybe if Android just had a little bit better phones, maybe that we could have a better marketplace. But that's besides the point.
This guy,
But Cryer, any thoughts?
JY, are you an Android or are you an Apple guy? What here?
I'm an Android guy.
That's right.
Yeah, most of us here in Southeast Asia, we just use Androids, you know.
Yeah. Only garbage Americans with overpriced phones.
Well, that's not true, but it's not true. In this little room of four individuals, we're 50-50 on the side. But I will say that Cryer is a double agent because he has an iPad. So I just want to say that.
Hey,
so
I go where the best devices. iPads.
All right.
But I do have one point to add to the Apple topic. I do agree that, you know, it is necessary to still use Apple, right? Because their reach is so big, the platform works great. You know, and 30%, like you said, it might not even be that expensive, to be honest, right? Because without them, we wouldn't even have the other 70%. But I think one thing that they could do is to kind of release do it the Web3 way, right? Kind of like have Apple tokens. So imagine if the tax was actually 40%, right? But all Apple token holders get a cut of the rev share of the tax, right? That's gonna incentivize more people to be on Apple.
Sounds like way too much for them to give away. That would be awesome, though.
Yeah, but that's the way you get buy-in, right? Just through ownership of tokens. Through decentralizing ownership of your product, I think that's the way to get buy-in, and it might work better. Yeah.
I also saw another point of this is, you know, what if it's just free NFT? Like I'd rather them have the ability to use NFTs and then still have like a free game giving away free NFTs that incentivizes people to use their platform, right? Mm. Like look at realistically, Fortnite is free to play. Like anyone can just jump in, join it, go play it. You can earn skins. They're still free. If you spend the time, you can still get skins and stuff like that, and they could still be NFTs. So it doesn't have to be monetary also, you know what I mean? Like there could be the marketplaces in between them, obviously, to sell and buy and share, and that would be great for Apple. But I think it's just it's a really good move just to – I just want to see NFTs being utilized, right? Like I think it's a good move.
And speaking of free NFTs, do you guys want the NRN character to be free? Or do you want it to be like token gated or something?
Oh shit! I think
that's up to you, buddy.
I'm gonna go free. We're all about the free.
Bam! Alpha once again.
That's right. Gotta get that reach.
Yeah.
We don't care where it's coming from. No, but I definitely think that it's a better move to be able to, like I said, it's the. Any way that you're able to get NFTs into people's hands and they see it not as, this is an NFT. Like no one even really needs to know that it's an NFT. They just need to know that you now own the rights to this and you can now sell and trade it and collect if you want to, or you can, you know, do whatever you want with it. It's your item. It's not no longer tied to your Google login or your Apple login. And it's, you know, now once it's not used anymore, it's dead. Like you never can get rid of it. It's always just stuck to that account. So I think that's such a valuable asset to have, especially for gaming. And I think it's going to be I think when actually gamers stop worrying about, you know, oh, it's bad for the environment / you know, whatever the news has told me to say type mentality and actually understand what NFTs and like blockchain can, you know, benefit gaming, I think it's going to be massive.
No, I definitely agree on my side. So, JY, let me ask you on the side of, let's go back into what you guys are building with this Battle Showdown, everything like that. So right at this moment, what's going on exactly? Is there a tournament? Is there a season? What exactly is going on the gaming side of this game?
All right. Thank you for asking. there is a tournament coming up on the first week of October. So from the 1st of October to the 7th of October. So, you know, you have like 5 more days to practice. And how does tournament actually...
Did that cry?
I'm gonna wreck you.
It sounds like Cryo doesn't need any more practice though. But yeah, how it's gonna work is like, it's gonna be a project leaderboard. So for example, every time you play as the Doodle character, the score gets added to like the Doodle project total on the leaderboard, right? If you play as the NRN character, the score gets added to the NRN character. So it's really, you know, it's really a test of how many listeners you guys can get to play as the NRN character, right? If you want to get up on a leaderboard.
Oh yeah, we can do this. We can do this.
Yeah. And we have some cool prizes as well. So over the course of the whole week, the project with the higher score gets like a whole new custom map. And you know, we'll probably be trying to tell go with what we were talking about just now, right? Like trying to tell the full story of the project.
Yeah.
Through like kind of like a PvE story mode kind of map. So it's not just going to be cool. Like PvP, but possibly PvE. And one of the reasons why we had this idea, sorry, just to sidetrack a little bit. One of the reasons why we had this idea was because we were talking to some of our partners. You know, like for example, one of our partners is Mecha Rhinos. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it, but they said that, you know, at the start, I think one of the founders actually rocked and left, right? And that's not good news for any community. But what we could do with a game is to actually, you know, make it funny, right? Make it like part of the experience. So imagine if you played the game and then this big bad boss comes out and it turns out to be the ex-founder, right? maybe he has like a carpet, you know? He pulls it every 10 seconds or something. You have to dodge the attack, right? And then after you beat him, right, it's just going to explode and then all the Ethereums are going to flow out of him, right? Like he's returning the rug and everything.
The funds. That's hilarious. Yeah. I'm
really concerned what's inside these rugs for them to be explosive. But it actually goes all the way back to the lore side of things, the entertainment side of things. Yes. These stories, the these events, these Twitter spaces, these Discord chats, all the things that we're building as a community can lead into what, again, this storyline that it could be this big bad boss. Imagine Crier battling Art Chick or Beanie, and they're the final boss. Yeah. Things like that, where we have things in the palm of our hands that we can help develop all these, again, lores of all these projects of the overall NFT space. Battle Showdown is one of those things that can just add to it for this opportunity of exploring something new. Yeah. Or
it's just the glue that kind of molds all these things together. Like exactly. It's pulling all these things together.
Yes.
100%. Yeah. Molding things together and getting people to do something.
Yeah.
And not just complain on Twitter about everything we actually post. Are able to do on that side. But JY, let me ask you one last question for you. Anything that you'd like to add on to anything that we just talked about? Do you have anything coming up with the game that you'd like to highlight? Anything from the team you'd like to highlight? Anything like that?
Yes. I guess I'll just add a little bit more about the team. So shout out to the team, right? If they're listening to this, the team is like very lean but strong as well. We have a good mix of DJs, game developers from mobile gaming studios like IGG, experienced game artists. The game is only like 1.5 months old, but we've been working really, really hard to put in all the progress, all the features coming into the game. For sure, leaderboard is coming up, progression, you know, like leveling up, story mode, that's all coming up. And right now we have about like 20 different partners on board already. But you know, if you have a community or a project that's really interested in coming onto Battle Showdown, feel free to, you know, follow us at battle_showdown on Twitter and then DM us for, you know, possibly a free character integration, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We will actually go ahead and for all the listeners, we'll put your at as well as the project's at and any by the
and
way
the
any
website
that you think the website everything like that on the podcast description, so it's an easier way to find out more information about the game. But
for sure,
JY, again, thank you so much for stopping by. Hopefully I'll see you. I mean, unless you're better than Cryer, hopefully I see you in the game very soon instead of Cryer, because it looks like Cryer's gonna kick all of our asses in this game. But again, it was super awesome to dive into what you guys are building, to 100% call you a nerd now. Like, now you know that you're a nerd.
Yeah.
And again, just for stopping by and having a great time with us on Cryer on your side. I do want to go ahead really quick before we end the show. I want to talk some nerd stuff.
Let's do it.
Number one, you did your homework. You watched She-Hulk, correct?
Crushed it. Yeah, it was great.
How'd you like it?
I loved it. Yeah. I liked it was more just kind of laid back. It was like the wedding episode. I thought it was super funny.
They're inconvenient. Weddings are inconvenient. So yeah, like, let's just throw off.
We're right in the middle of the storyline where everything's starting to get good. Let's just interrupt it with a wedding episode. So yeah, that was
wedding episode. Funny. So that was definitely good. I agree on that side as well. They showed a little bit at the end of like, we're still waiting for that mysterious like group or villain or whatever, so we got a little bit at the end. Number two, did you see the new Star Wars series Andor?
I have not done all my homework. I'm on vacation a little bit still, man. Not good.
It's true, but there's a hurricane coming, so you probably should have time.
I'll maybe get some time.
On my side, I will say Andor, the first 10 minutes of the first episode, good. After that, snooze.
Oh,
I've been told, I actually haven't done my homework here. I didn't even start the third episode, but I've been told by Fudd, shout out to Fudd, he's watching Star Wars, I love it. He went ahead and told me the third episode, things start picking up
which
you could kind of see it at the end of the second episode that it was going to. JY, let me ask you really quick, are you a nerd on the side of, you watch any Star Wars or Marvel?
Of course, all the time.
have you seen any of the new stuff?
Not yet. Been really busy with like building Battleshow now, but I have to catch up with it. Yes.
Absolutely. That's okay though. That's okay. The one thing also I would like to mention is the other side of the big news. We did have Apple. Now we have Disney, pretty much coming out and saying that they are hiring for more metaverse type positions. One of them being an accountant?
Lawyer.
Yeah. It was a lawyer on the transaction side, understanding the blockchain, crypto, NFTs, the whole nine. So we already knew that, Disney was going into the space and they want to make something happen. The CEO has come out and said, we want to make a metaverse for our theme parks, for other individuals that just unfortunately don't have the opportunity to go to these theme parks in person, number one. And number two, of course, with what happened with COVID, they want to be prepared for anything in the future. And number three, that royalty, you know, that those royalties add up at the end of the day. And of course, when it comes to Disney, they have literally all the IPs in the entire world.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. But
just
to
cut
news
in here. I just have one question for you guys. You know, if like, ooh, if you could have one Disney character in Battleshow now, which one would you guys like to see? Right? Because Battleshow now is kind of like a fighting game, kind of like lots of shooting. So I mean, which character do you guys think is the best to have in Battleshow?
You want to go first, or would you like me to go?
Go, Ben. You got it.
Adam, would you like to answer for me?
Doctor Strange.
Thank you very much, Cryer.
I would say Ant-Man.
Oh.
Ant-Man? In a battle royale? What do you mean?
Yeah. Gets big, baby.
What are you going to do? What is he going to throw? Ants? Oh, good Lord.
He's going to whoop your ass.
He's going to throw ants and Dairy Queen.
Baskin Robbins always finds out.
You're fired.
Oh, I'm fired. So it looks like
that makes two
JY,
of us. That makes two of us, like RSG.
Yeah, fire dude too.
Get out of here. JY, it looks like it's Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, and I can answer for Adam here. It's going to be Iron Man. So what about you? If you had an opportunity, JY, what character would you pick?
Wow. You know, I would have...
You can't ask. He's like,
it's too tough.
Well, when my team asked me the question, I actually said, like, Mickey Mouse, and then all of them scored me. So,
all right, wrap it up. This was a great episode. JY, thank you so much for stopping by. You need to work on that answer, but for all the listeners, we're going to put his at his company, Showdown, the whole nine, everything in the podcast description. And we will be back later on this week for another episode of Nerd FT Radio, helping to bridge the metaverse. Brick by brick. We're going to end it right there. See you, everyone.
So
bam.
Later.
See ya.
Peace.